Everyone. First of all, Happy New Year to you all. Good to see you all. Our first meeting of the new year. In Him, our joy will be full. Isn't that great? Pete, can you put my weird and wonderful slides up? We're going to start with something very slightly different and silly and fun, and we're going to have a Christmas advert quiz. This is just to check how much TV you've been watching in the run-up to Christmas. So we're going to show you a Christmas advert scene still, and I just want you to shout out which shop you think it's from. Pete, can we have the first one? Yay, yes, and the answer, yep. And the next one? Ooh. Marks and Spencer's, yes, very good. And the next one? Bit of a clue on that one. You really should have got that one. And last of all, Tesco's, the Christmas party. There we are. Okay. If we could just go to the one more slide, please. There we are. John 10:10. Now, I am not trying to call Tesco or Morrison's thieves or satanic or anything like that. Let's just get that clear. But this verse, as so often, was on my heart. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You know, if we believe the Morrison's adverts, if we could get the pigs in blankets right, then, you know, our relationship with Auntie so-and-so will improve. And if we cook the Brussels sprouts just right, then you know, that those two cousins will get their act together and whatever. You know, the world is full of promises for us. And, you know, one thing that I kind of like about Christmas is that we're reminded that the world's promises are empty. Yes, we can have a good time at Christmas. We had a good time at Christmas. But our hope was not in the turkey. Our hope was not in the selection of presents. Our hope is in the name of the Lord, because in Him we will have joy and life to the full. So welcome to our first meeting of the new year. We're going to take some time to worship the Lord, to come into His presence, to give Him thanks, to praise His name. And from there we will move more into a time of quieter worship. Arthur and Eleanor are going to come and speak to us about rebuilding with hope. And I'm really looking forward to what they're going to have to say to us. And then we're also going to take a little bit of time following that to actually talk to one another about it. So we're going to have some impromptu little discussion groups as part of the program for this afternoon. So I'd invite you all to stand, please, because we want to come into the presence of the Lord our God. You know, we're reminded of the carol, those carols, all those Christmas carols that haven't quite disappeared yet, where meek souls will receive Him still. The dear Christ enters in. So, Lord Jesus, we invite You here and now amongst us. Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come by Your Holy Spirit. Come with Your love. Open our mouths. Give us the words of praise and adoration and glory that we might for a few moments this afternoon give You the worship that You are due. Come, Holy Spirit, amongst us. Refresh and renew us. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, amongst us and give us the words that we can glorify our God aright this afternoon. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise Your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's come before.